He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
Hello to you, Gator.
And a very good morning, Gareth.
11:33 here on RSN Central. This is Racing Rewind with David Gately, 0416 905052. That's 0416 905052. If you've got a question for the great man, let's take a look at the Moonee Valley meeting there on Saturday afternoon, Gator. And this was a terrific day. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The Mackenzie Stakes over 1,200 metres, Ocean Beyond. Daniel Bowman, we had a chat to him on this show on Friday, and he said this horse is well above average. He was confident that his galloper would run a big race, but the punters didn't in the end. He was a massive drifter out to $10. What did you make of his effort, and were you surprised that he got out that far in the market?
Oh, no, I didn't give him any hope. Yeah, coming off the maiden win. I mean, usually when they come off a maiden win, look, they can progress straight to open grade and even listed grade, but look, not often. But what normally happens in that case is that they've pretty much smashed the clock on debut. Now, he didn't do that, so hence I've sort of overlooked him. Was pretty keen on, you know, Nicolo Vito and Deep Speed. They were the two I thought would be the most likely to win it. But he, it's a terrific, like, just shows you, doesn't it, how ratings, how they're good, but they just don't tell the whole story. They can't predict the future. They can only tell you about the past. And this horse obviously progressed immensely off that debut. Now, what he did do was sit on a really moderate speed. They went 35.84 first 600. And what does that mean? Well, it's about 9 lengths below the listed average. So it was no surprise that the first two out were the first two home. The track played beautifully, so certainly no on-pace pattern. But their ability to scoot home was what I really liked. The winners run home 34.6, about 10 lengths above all averages. Now, he's entitled to sprint home off a moderate speed, but he's beaten a good field, and he's run, despite the slow speed, he's actually run quicker overall time than a good horse, Bandersnatch, in the last race.
So how far can he go? Is he definitely an autumn horse? Obviously, that was a handy enough race at his second race start, but that improvement, Gator, from his debut effort to his second attempt of a victory at the races?
Yeah, look, so many progress beyond start too, don't they? I think if you're going to be a very good horse, your second career start's never your best, never your career peak. So he has to keep improving him. Everyone knows that. What he has up his sleeve is, if he can make that quantum leap 1-2, why can't he quantum leap again 2-5 or 5-8? So there's something to be excited about. And sure, there's merit on the clock this time. And he's beaten Deep Speed, who, you know, had just run third to Shelby Cobber and another one I rate, Tommy Gold. They had the Santa Guineas winner behind them that day, a Group 2 winner subsequently. And what they did do on Saturday was put 3 lengths on the third horse, Free to Move, who's beaten In Danger. In Danger is a Gothic Stakes winner. So you don't have to look too deep to say that, you know, there's something to be excited about around the winner.
Great story, Grandview Avenue. 35 starts now for 9 victories. Geez, he's come a long way.
Has that. And yes. He's done a terrific job. And again, one I overlooked on Saturday. We found a few on Saturday. I don't want to pot myself, but he wasn't one of them. He cost us the quaddy too, because I sort of risked that he had a win over Meteorite, who we rate highly, and he won well. But I thought it'd be a bridge too far. But he was able to control the race, run fast time, 57.6. So he was only 0.7 off a track record. So, you know, a dominant win in a strong race this year.
And well done to you, Gator. Your best bet on the program was nearly the run of the day. One more try, got bumped as it swung for home. And, geez, it finished quickly and it settled nicely under Craig Williams with the blinkers on.
Yeah, look, she did a really good job because when I was doing the race pre-race, I thought she'd be fifth too wide in the perfect spot, and they sort of notified they want to settle more closely, but she just couldn't find that spot, could she? And that's why you put the top jocks on. There was no panic from Craig Williams. She ended up near the tail at the 500, and I thought, well, she's going to have to be the best horse now, especially with 58. And she was. I mean, she made ground, she cut to the outside and ran over the top of them. There were some hard luck stories inside, sure. But she, you know, she gave them a start at beating. She had 58 against the boys. I thought it was a terrific win. And just shows you that gap between wins doesn't necessarily mean they're disingenuous. You know, she's had a string of excuses and been running really well.
Any of the... What were the black bookers for you from that meeting there at Moonee Valley?
Oh, look, out of that race, there was a nibble for Lamborghini at a huge price. And he was for Paddy Payne and Talia Hope. And he was moving into the race nicely, but got a nasty check just when he was sort of building. And look, he may well have been right in the finish, if not won it. So I don't think you get 60-1 next time. But I thought he was terrific. And in the same race, Bartholomew Dias actually did a good job covering a lot of ground. I'm a bit of a Bandersnatch fan, and he did a great job in the last. But Overkill, probably the one to follow, given he was up, you know, on that strong speed. And outside of him, it was a real run-ons race. But credit to the track staff. This is a great track to bet on when it's playing well, you know. And punters identified that, and I think made some money on Saturday.
Why does Nash ride so well on the highways, Gator?
I think he rides well full stop.
Yeah.
I think it's just you know, probably just a fact of a bit of coincidence that he's riding a lot of winners in that race. But, he's in a rich vein of form. He's putting him in a great spot. And, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, he times his run. Look, you don't need me to tell you what a great rider Nash Rewilla is. And when he's on and you're having a bet, you don't halve your bet there.
Gator, do you have concerns about our jockeys leaving the state? Has Victorian racing become too selective with jockeys, some big names riding in bush, causing flow and effect, meaning proper bush jocks getting less rides? That's from Hates from Shep.
Yeah, look, it's not something I've thought about drastically. I think there's really good depth to the riders. I'd often on a Saturday, I don't look down the page and say, oh, well, you know, that can't win because, you know, because of the rider. That really happens. It just shows you the depth. You know, I can't remember the last time I balked at a bet given the pilot in Saturday grade. So it just shows you the depth of talent we have in the jockey's ranks, in my humble.
How good's Arma Dai? What a finish there to her career to win another Japan Cup.
Oh, mate, it's great to watch, wasn't it? And how good is it when you see such a test of endurance? It's such a brutal speed all the way. And that's what brings out the best athletes. It's like, I relate it to watching the Olympics when you see races like that at the elite level.
Wish we saw more of that here.
Oh, don't start me. I think it would certainly add to, the quality, because the better horses, the better athletes would win more often. Simple as that.
Do you think that we need to look at that? Obviously, they can do that in Japan because there's more horses that are from the same breeding organisation or stables, say that than here in Victoria or Australia. But the best horses usually win those races in Japan, don't they?
Well, I think that's the faster you run for longer, what it's doing is bringing out the best athlete. It is as simple as that. I mean, look, everyone listening to this, and I've said it 1,000 times, probably remembers either they run now or they did at school.
Yeah.
And you know how hard it is to maintain speed, and the better athletes do it. And they're the ones that progress and win. It's not rocket science.
No. Hey, Gator, love your work. We'll catch up with you on Thursday for our game plan. And I tell you what, the boys were happy. We're drinking UDLs and stubbies there after the victory that we had with your game plan. Good on you, mate.
Nice work. Thanks, mate.